We're back in session at 11:59.
Okay. So we're on item 5D, number 3, 18-37, Eric Pinedo, the therapist assistant. Eric, thank you very much for being here. This is an initial review. Board members probably have a few questions they might want to ask you. And if you'd like, you can make an opening statement. You don't have to. Okay. So what questions might the board ask Mr. Nato?
This also happened on July 2017.
That was the day of the... I was with my friend. He's like a kind of like a business partner. We were talking about some business plans, and we had a few drinks, and he opened up about how he was robbed earlier that week by a Lyft driver. So it wasn't my intention, but I was like kind of nervous about getting a Lyft, and then this was like at the end of the night, so I had three beers, and it was at the end of the night, and I felt fine to drive. And obviously, with him being in that emotional state of being robbed, haven't been robbed before, then I didn't want to suggest he get a lift and go home. I was going to take him home. So we pulled out, and a mile down the road, the road was blocked, and it was poorly lit. There was no lighting on the intersection, and half of the intersection was blocked with actual barricades, and the other half was just like a yellow caution tape, but there was no lighting, so I didn't see it. And I approached it. I didn't hit anything. I just pulled up to it, and the police was there, and they just said, I need you to pull over. So I did. And then they ran me through the tests.
Did you get a blood alcohol content?
Yeah, it was 0.09, or I think about 0.093 or something like that. That was the official one.
Why didn't you report it to the board?
At first, I was, well, the next day I went out of town, but I was just kind of ashamed, I guess, and then it just wasn't in my head anymore to report it. I just kept forgetting, and then I'd think about it, and then I'd have to go to work and forget about it. But I don't know, I was just trying to constantly get past it, and I just kept catching up with me. I wasn't trying to avoid anything, it was just forgetful, I guess.
Have you had any other alcohol incidents since that time?
Oh, no.
Have you changed your life in a manner that you avoid issues in the future?
Yeah, I have. I don't go out as much anymore. And, but yeah, I'm constantly, well, not constantly, because I don't go out much. But if I do, then I get a lift. I lift out and then back.
And you, were you working that day?
I wasn't working for like a week before, and then I wasn't scheduled for several days after. I think I submitted. I had to look at what days I was scheduled. But there was like a 10-day span. I was just PRN for one company at the time.
Did you complete the substance abuse screening and treatment
and
things like that?
I did
all that. Tell me a little about what you did as a result of being guilty for this.
What do you mean?
Like, what were some of the things that you've gone through because of this?
Oh, well, the screening, and then I had to do the MAD panel, or what is it called? Where they talk about what happened. I had to do a day in entirely sure the screening. Oh, I had to go like the, oh, the driving classes.
Was there anything in particular that was most impactful for you from all of those things?
I mean, they were all pretty terrible. Not something I want to do again. I mean, I've heard about, you know, terrible incidents. I was hit by a drunk driver before. So that was probably, you know, I think the jail time was probably the most impactful. Because I don't see myself really into anybody that I saw. And just kind of being in there and seeing like with other kind of people that are in there or that can be in there is.
What's your understanding of the rules regarding reporting to board?
Well, I'm much more aware of it.
What is it?
Within 10 days, right?
You tell me.
ASAP. I thought I read 10 days.
Okay. What needs to be reported in 10 days?
Oh, well, anytime you're breaking the law, I guess. And then, isn't it name changes and address changes?
It would get a little more time on that one, but.
Oh, 30 days.
All right, thank you.
So why do you think the board requires you to do that? What's the significance of that?
To make sure that there's right-minded people in the health field.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions?
No.
Okay, do we have a motion?
I think it would be beneficial for Mr. Pinato to take the jurisprudence exam again.
Okay.
So your motion is to offer a consent agreement?
I'd like to offer Mr. Pinato a consent agreement to take the jurisprudence exam again, and if he refuses to sign, forward it to us informally.
Okay.
And you accept all the findings of facts, conclusions of law that are in the report?
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Second. Okay. Any questions or comments, discussion about the motion?
Wait. How many hours?
No,
it's
just
the two.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. All right, you have a first and a second.
Hearing no discussion, let's call the question.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
We will contact you.
Okay.
Okay.
Dr. Johnny, can
you? Nope, you're all set.
Okay.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thanks.
Is that your sticker stick?
Yeah, but I'll never fill it out.
You please.
Okay. Okay.
We haven't adjourned yet.
Okay.
Call of the public.
Okay.
Yes.
You have a call of the public?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right. We now come to item number 8, call to the public. Okay. I move that we adjourn the meeting. Moved and seconded.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
The meeting is adjourned at 12:08.